Hello, this is Nat Nature's Remedies, hosted by Dr. Tim Hagney, where every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is glandular supplements for treating illness. This involves using dried preparations of the various organs of the body for alleviating problems with that particular organ. So an example would be eating sweetbreads. What? Now I'm talking about a sugary dessert? Hardly. Sweetbreads, while common a couple of generations ago, are made from the thymus gland or pancreas of cattle. The thymus gland is a vital part of the immune system, so eating this or taking it as a supplement is an ancient remedy for aiding the immune system. The pancreas is in one sense two different organs, as it makes our digestion enzymes as well as functioning as an endocrine gland, making the vital hormone insulin, which of course is vital to regulate blood sugar. Unfortunately, for the last few decades, we in America have largely ignored the organ meats, focusing almost solely on muscle. If we look at any traditional society, especially hunter-gatherers, these people use all parts of the animal. The Eskimo or Inuit eat exclusively animal foods from game, fish, and marine mammals, yet don't get scurvy or vitamin C deficiency, in part because the organ meats are loaded with this vitamin, as well as the B vitamins, whereas the muscle meats are either low in these vitamins or devoid of ascorbic acid altogether. These peoples would in fact go right for the organs of their fresh-caught game. As for one thing, the flavor is completely different if eaten fresh, but also has the life-conferring vitamins contained therein. Although perhaps megadose intravenous vitamins have a place, nature provides vitamins in a highly usable form, sometimes from an animal source. Although saturated fat is correlated with disease, we do find that other aspects of animal-sourced foods, when taken at the right time and in the right quantities, can actually help us fight illness. In a severely anemic person, for example, many people still understand the value of fresh liver, which confers the most readily available form of iron for the patient. In a more obscure example, although meat consumption, at least past a certain point, correlates with osteoporosis in the elderly, it seems to be helpful in bone strengthening. So the meat eaters and vegetarians continue to debate. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.